Tune in, listen up, and let's grow together. Because you're listening to The Sprout on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you soon.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Tona.
And I am Bradley.
And I, Tona, and I'm on the board today because I'm kind of sick and I will be coughing.
Yeah.
Occasionally, so I will be controlling my mic. That's why. And Bradley will be doing most of the talking today.
Yeah. So yeah, today's just going to be a chill day. And for today's topics, we have a song reaction. And for our main topic, we have, what do you think of artists in the zone? Which is a term used for almost anything.
Who are in their hyper-focused state.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
You could be, like, really focused on academics, or really focus on sports or music, almost anything. Saying you're in the zone. So yeah.
Yep. And we have two of our members absent today because of one has academics things to do that he has to catch up on.
There's
Bruno. He usually is on our show, and we have Will, who's been away for a while, but we will have him coming back soon.
Yeah. For my guess, probably next week. That's my guess. Don't know. We've been in contact with Will recently, and we've talked about why Will hasn't been here for the past couple months.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, Will will probably come back next week. Bruno also will most likely come back next week. So, yeah.
Then we'll have the whole group back. We'll be talking about some even cooler stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I said nothing. So, the next songs you will be listening to Asobe, which means to play, by Yaryu. It's going to be Sunspill by The Secret Beach and Fancy Free from Yaris Paris. Hope you enjoy.
We hope you enjoy.
Hello, welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Tona.
And I'm Bradley.
And my voice sounds probably muffled because I'm wearing a mask right now. And I am on the board today, controlling my mic volume, because I am sick and I'll be coughing.
Yeah, so if you hear any coughing, that's Tona.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, we didn't say our name. We are the Sprouts.
Oh, yes, we are the Sprouts.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The songs you just listened to were Asobe, which means to play in Japanese, by Yaryu, from their album For Damage, Sunspill by The Secret Beach, from their album We Were Born Here, What's Your Excuse? Fancy Free from Yaris Paris, and from their album Possibly Forever. And then we have Inner Space by Astro Color, by their album Stargazing, Astro Jazz, Volume 2.
Yes. And for today's topics, later we will have possibly a song reaction. And for right now, our main topic is, what do you think of artists in the zone?
Yes.
Which is a term, for those that don't know, meaning you're deeply focused about one thing. So it could be you're doing academics right now, you're playing sports, or you're listening to music, making music. Could be said about almost anything.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, how long should a zone be considered? Is it like your whole, like, music career? You're in the zone because you're focused on making music? Or should it be like 20 seconds? You had this brilliant idea.
I mean, it really depends. It depends on the person. Like, I know for me, I've been in the zone multiple times, not even just making music, listening to music. Wow,
that was a high voice crack
right there.
It sounded like, I'll mention this later. That was tragic. Holy.
That was. Going back.
Wait. Can I mention something? You mentioned about being sports and the zone, right? Because when I imagine the zone in sports, I feel like it's a good 10 seconds. It's like, let's say in soccer, you got the ball, then you did the craziest dribble in your life and you got the goal. Or is it like the whole match, like 90 minutes? Is that the zone?
It really depends. It could be just for 10 seconds. Could be for 5 minutes. Could be for an hour. Like, however long the match is.
Huh.
Really depends.
All right.
Or even if you're just watching sports.
Length depends.
Yeah.
All right. See, you hear your...
And yeah, for... So, planning this show today, we were thinking of topic ideas and all that, and we couldn't really think of any, and so I had a brain blast of saying, what do you think of artists in the zone? And we were like, that's pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about the term in the zone on this show. And yeah, I think for me, I've been in the zone many times, and it just really depends about anything. It's mainly music that I've been in the zone, and I've enjoyed it. It's being in the zone. It's, you're in your own world, you're in your own reality, and for me, like, my opinion about being in the zone, or just people in the zone, they're focused, they're deeply focused,
mm-hmm.
they're obviously completely zoned out. Another thing is, if it's music really affects the brain in many ways. And I've actually studied that a bit as a few years ago, it was like 2021. But what I found out was, it was very fascinating about what regions of the brain turn on and turn off when you're listening to music or playing music. It's fascinating. So if you're curious about that, I recommend looking into that, because it's, yeah, you learn something new.
Yeah.
People in the zone also find a sense of peace, calmness, and relaxation, which, yeah, I would say so. It, you know, you're doing something you love, or you're watching something you love, and you're just completely in a trance.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they're exploring oneself. They're exploring themselves, their identity, the musical world, and just their life. Depends. They also, if it's music, they have a deep connection to music, which also has a deep connection to the brain. It's all intertwined,
mm-hmm.
with, like, music affects your brain. Your brain is connected to identity and to your body. And so it's like all intertwined.
So you got the linear shape again, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the difference of just being focused and in the zone?
Okay, that's a good question, actually. My thinking for this topic, for those that watched the movie Soul, like Pixar Disney movie that came out in like 2020, maybe, really good movie, I recommend. It explores identity and all that. And one of the scenes I was inspired by this topic was, in one of the places in the movie. There's just like, how do I say this? It's basically like a person's soul in that zone, in that world, and what they're doing. Like, you know, if they're playing piano or playing sports or anything like that, it puts them in this trance. It puts them in this world of just, you know, they're in the zone. And I would say that,
ooh.
Another one. Ooh. I would say the difference between being focused and being in the zone, it's hard to determine. They're both intertwined. It's just, I would say, the different levels of focus.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of like a hierarchy of levels, or just levels in general. For if you're like just focused for, you know, a minute, or if you're like very zoned in on something, it's intertwined, I would say.
Yeah, I guess like the length of your zone doesn't have a relationship with how focused you are. And that's one thing I wanted to blurt out, because you could be super focused for an hour, but you can only be like a moderate level of focus for like a minute. Because so I was thinking, that doesn't relate. There's no relationship between level of focus and the length. And I basically agree with most of what you said. And can I have a few? Do you have like a little experience you want to share, or did we already mention that? Of your zone,
I talked about it a bit.
You talked about it a bit. Do you have any more description of it?
So for me, being in the zone, I'll say playing trumpet. I play trumpet a lot in multiple bands, and so playing trumpet, it is being focused, but also like, if I'm just practicing trumpet, just in general, like playing a song or just playing anything, the study of how music affects the brain plays a big factor in this. And it really, like,